It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Misha in Scranton. Misha writes, my boyfriend was flirting with my friend in my face, and he said, I'm making a big deal over nothing. At the game, he told her to take her long coat off so guys could see what she's working with. Was it inappropriate, or was he giving her good advice?
Wow.
That's what Misha wants.
Well, I mean, sound like two things to me.
And they
it's
are.
Great advice.
Uh-huh.
It's just you can't give it. That's the inappropriateness.
Right.
You know, dog, it's a lot of things you could tell a person to do, but coming from you, it ain't gonna sound good, you know. And sometimes, dog, just cause you think something don't mean you should say something. You know how many times I've had to learn that lesson?
How many? Because you don't do it very much on the show. You hardly ever do it here.
Do what, sure?
Ever. Not say what you're thinking.
Well, you know, this radio show is different. Yeah, you know, part of what makes my brand work is the authenticity factor.
Right, right.
People respect the fact that at least I'm authentic. I'm me,
you're
myself,
real.
And I.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, most of the time, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And admittedly, a little bit too much at times.
Yes, that's what you I'm know. Saying.
Just a little bit too much at times. But he shouldn't have said nothing about take your long coat off so they can see what you're working with. He wasn't flirting with her, not in front of you. That was just a suggestion. But you kind of let your quiet mind talk, see?
Yeah, yeah.
Because what he was thinking was, I don't know why she got that long coat on. She need to take that coat off. Well, let me put it into a phrase that would help other people. Baby, you need to take that long coat off so these men out here can see what you're working with.
What?
God, dog. In front of your girl? You stupid.
Yeah, that was crazy.
For real. All right, moving on to Josiah in Tampa. Josiah writes, I met a real fine girl online. She met me at the club. We had a great time, and then we had sex later. I had to pay for the sex. My boys clowned me.
What?
Am I wrong because I'd rather pay for great sex with a fine chick instead of having a girlfriend? Wow.
Well, bro, you don't have, that ain't your girlfriend, and that ain't just a fine chick. She has a job. That's They're called something else, and you... That's how you met online and had a great time at the club and had sex and had to pay for it. You didn't see what this was? Because that's how they do it now. They use social media now.
Oh.
Really?
I didn't know.
Yeah, man. They ain't got to stand outside no more.
Okay.
So what is that called if you have to pay for it? What they call it?
Well, Junior, it's just called prostitution. What the hell's wrong with you?
Call it?
What do they call it? It's the oldest profession, dog. It's paying for sex.
What they been calling it.
Yeah, what they been calling it. Now, what we call it, what we have had to call it over the years is called courting and dating. That's what we call it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, it's called courting and dating. You're going to pay for it eventually.
No, you did not.
Oh, dog, it's not free. We can cut this out right here. It is not
the way
free.
You look at it.
Yeah.
I'm about to try to get to it. Don't matter what you're paying for, you're going to pay for it.
Oh, dog, it come in terms of gas money, you know, rent.
Rent.
You know, to school money for the kids.
Yeah, whatever.
Buying school supplies. All this is the way you pay for it.
Gross.
You know, getting their hair done. You know, helping with their bills.
Yes. All of that.
You know.
All of that.
Whining, dining.
Hello.
You indirectly have been participating in this for years. You just didn't call it that because like a decent woman don't ever say, you're going to have to give me this if you want that. We just know that's what it is.
Moving on to...
Yes.
Trying to get to Donna in Montgomery.
Yeah.
Donna says, when I hug Pastor after church, he likes to squeeze the Charmin. He stopped doing it, and I can barely get a hug now, so I asked him what's wrong. He said he's tired of me stringing him along. He's married. How can he say that to me? What's going on?
Because he did. What you mean? How
what?
Can he say that to me?
You know what's going on.
Wait a minute, little girl. First of all, when you hug the pastor, he squeezes the Charmin. Now you can barely get a hug. Now you want to know what's wrong. Because you was looking forward to the Charmin squeeze. Because you know what's up. Now he done told you, tired of you stringing him along. He threw it to Charmin. Squeeze you didn't get it. He don't squeeze everybody, Charmin. So now you know what? Stop playing like you didn't know. You grown. If every time you hug that man, that's what you get. If you don't like what you get, then you quit hugging the man. See, you ain't got to stand in the hug to pass the line. But once you stand there, he assuming, oh, you back again, huh? I did it last time. Let me see what's up. He's a human being.
All right. So now you know.
He's married. How can he say that? He said it. Jimmy, how can he say it? Just like he did.
Married? How can he
say it? Morals.
What? Where is this? Must be the jackpot. Jackpot joint of Jerusalem.
Yeah. What about what
we don't do that at the JPJ? You don't know nothing. You're gonna stop that.
This last one, Steve, is from Amber in Little Rock. Amber writes, my coworker dated a guy that is interested in me, so I told her that I was going out with him. He canceled our date when he found out that I told her. Does that mean he's still messing around with her, or was he mad that I told his business?
Well, first of all, he don't want no mess, and you already willing to start something. So he going, wait a minute, hold up. So what else you going to tell? No, I'm going to skip on this. I'm going to pass on this. You know.
So is he still messing with the other girl?
No, what that got to do with it? Whether he messing with her or not, he not finna mess with you, because obviously he done, if he is still messing with her, now he found out y'all cool, now he out. So hats off to him. Yeah. Great move, brother. Smart. Distance yourself. But also understand where you stand. You ain't worth the risk. So let's understand that too now.
Man, this is all going down at work, too.
That's a great answer.
You know, let's understand that you are not worth the risk. He not finna risk this for you. So, whoa, you was just finna be a little, you know, corn salad, coleslaw, dirty rice. Yeah, you was just finna be that. You cut out everything for the main. You ever notice when your appetizer come, you know, as soon as the main plate hit your table, you really kind of threw it the appetizer.
You're
you
done.
Ever notice
You're
that?
You're done. Yes.
Yeah, you done. Ever threw it? You ever noticed that?
Yeah.
That's how it works, ladies.
All right.
When the main course come up, we don't want the appetizer no more.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.